It would seem that the main theme of today's readings, of this 25th Sunday after Pentecost, is basically thieves, dishonest people. And of course, we know there's many of them in this world in which we live. We deal with them every day. But our Lord is teaching us how to deal with them. We cannot always be 100% forthright and to their face when we are dealing with them. We have to play the game to a certain degree. And that's exactly what he's talking about, this dishonest steward. Now, the rich man, the landlord, who is representative of God, and his riches are the kingdom on earth and in heaven, heard about this. Of course, God doesn't hear about anything. He sees it for himself. He knows everything. And here it says, squandering his property. He wasn't squandering his property. He was a thief. He was stealing it. And then doing whatever he wanted to with it. And tucking it here and tucking it there. Have we not heard all about it in this world in which we live? So he summons him. He's not going to put up with it anymore. What is it that I hear about you? Give a full account of yourself. And the steward thought, oh dear, I'm caught. There's no way and no place to run. This is it. Of course, had this been a real situation, this is a parable. Parables are not real situations, but they reflect real situations. Had this been a real situation, first of all, that man, his hands would have been cut off. Because that was the punishment for the crime of thievery. And of course, you know, some people in the world today still do that. Among them, the Muslims. If somebody is caught stealing, their hands are cut off. And you can imagine how painful that must be. Of course, unless they're bound up somehow, then you just bleed to death. So it's a very quick death because all your blood comes out. And of course, that still happens today. But that was a parable. So the steward thought, what am I going to do? And so he goes around and he knows exactly what all his master's debtors owe. So he tells them, sit down and make a new bill. Instead of 180, instead of 150, and so forth. So that they're let off to a certain degree. But on the other hand, the master is still returned some of his money, some of his property. And they are let go. And so is he. And it's very surprising because if I found out that somebody was doing this to me, I would not commend the person. I would say, off with him. Let him go beg and starve to death in the streets and eat whatever he can. Let him eat the rats that are overpopulating downtown. And that's the truth, by the way. Has always been the truth. Because it's a port city. Let's call it a port city. And they love the port. I used to go out there with a good friend of mine and sit in the car and watch them fighting for food. Hundreds of rats. That's what's downtown. So don't go walking at night by yourself. Take your gun. But anyway, this is what was going on. And we would have said, I would have said, off with you. But instead, our Lord in his great wisdom commends him, one, for his shrewdness. And of course, we need to remember that our Lord has said you must be meek as doves, shrewd as serpents. This guy was not meek necessarily, though he did well in hiding his dishonesty, and we know people like that, but he was indeed shrewd. He was the epitome of shrewdness. And so he delivers him out, even though he's still fired. He doesn't condemn him to death as he would have normally been condemned. And so, I mean, it is a very strange gospel, a very strange parable. And I've known all my life different theologians, and of course, me too. There is no making sense of this, that he commends the thief. I surely would not, but our Lord is forgiveness. And so he forgives us, even when we steal from him. And whenever we sin, we steal from him. And then he says, you need to follow the example of this shrewd steward, dishonest steward. The children of this world are more shrewd, and here they use the word prudent, that is a wrong translation, I assure you. They are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation, with one another out there in the streets and the marketplaces, than are the children of light. A lot of the time, the children of light, those people who try to be good and try to be holy, and sometimes they try a little bit too hard, so they get proud, think that they're holier than anybody, they try to do to such an extent that nobody knows about what they're doing, but God does. And they're still doing it. They're still like the dishonest steward. But you must, he says, make friends with the children of this world, with those thieves that are found in this world, because that way you will have somewhere to go when you are cast out. And then the whole thing ends with something that is more important than anything else here. The person who is trustworthy in small things will be trustworthy in great things. If a person steals a little bit here and a little bit there, you can never trust him with anything of any importance. And our Lord is telling us, this is not the way it is to be with you. You must be trustworthy. You must be honest in all things. If you are dishonest, then you are cast out. Who will trust you? Certainly not I. And he tells us something which doesn't seem to necessarily belong here, but obviously he thought it did, so we have to accept whatever he says. He's God. No servant can serve two masters. You can either serve the one or the other one. You can love one or hate the other one. You cannot love both of them. Some people try to love both of them, and that is how they fall all the way down to the eternal fires of hell. You must not serve God and mammon. And mammon, for anybody who remembers Greek and Roman mythology, is a god of money. If you are serving money, not only will you probably never have enough, because a person who wants more and more and more never has enough, but also at the end of your life, you will be cast into the fires of hell. You cannot love and serve both God and mammon. Now, this is not to say that it's wrong to have money, or to wish to have money, or to earn more money, to invest, or whatever. That's perfectly normal and legal, as long as you're not dishonest. As long as you do not love mammon more than God. We must learn our lesson. We must follow Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.